Wait for Mueller. That is what top Democrats used to say whenever it came to questions of impeachment. Well, special counsel Robert Mueller has delivered his report, clearing President Trump of coordinating with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election. And that leaves Democrats trying to pivot. But to what?
Now, we know the Trump administration yesterday revealed a new legal position. It is trying to strike down the entire Affordable Care Act without any replacement. And Democrats want to talk about health care, not Russia. NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell has been following this. She joins us now from Capitol Hill. Kelsey, it didn't take long for Democrats to figure out how they were going to pivot away from the Mueller report. So what are their plans?
Honestly, this announcement or this new strategy from the White House was a political gift for Democrats. They have said all along that they won the House in 2018 by presenting voters with a binary option. It was Democrats want to protect health care and coverage for pre-existing conditions, and they said Republicans wanted to take it away. Trump essentially locked that message in, and he revived it really loud and clear. And that's something that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said when she talked to reporters earlier today.
They say one thing and they do another. They say they're going to protect pre-existing conditions as a benefit, pre-existing condition as a benefit, and then they go to court to strip it.
So they're already moving on to this new message. And a lot of Republicans can't argue with Pelosi there. They don't want a repeat of 2018. And they know that they lost the messaging battle on health care. They don't want to fight that war again, particularly with the White House being so clear about repeal without any real replacement options on the table.
Are rank-and-file Democrats, though, ready to leave the Mueller report and the prospect of impeachment behind? This was such a talking point, right, for some on the campaign trail. Are they ready to just focus on something like health care?
Well, there are some members who aren't ready to move on, but I'm told that it's a pretty small minority. I will say it is a very vocal minority, but it's a small group inside the party. So Democrats met last night, and the leaders kind of agreed that they needed to refocus the message. One of them described it to me as getting back to policy basics, and kind of it was a back-to-basics policy altogether. It was absolutely reflected by Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries of New York at his press conference today, who said it's all about kitchen table issues plan that they call the For the People agenda.
Nowhere in the For the People agenda does it talk about Russia. Nowhere in the For the People agenda does it talk about collusion. Nowhere in the For the People agenda does it talk about obstruction of justice.
What they do talk about is healthcare, infrastructure, rooting out corruption, securing elections, and wage security. But they're asking all of the committee chairs to help keep their members on that same message and not go off freelancing and talking about impeachment too much.
What does this mean for the many other investigations that Democrat-led committees are conducting into President Trump?
Well, they're going to keep on going. So Democrats say Mueller found no evidence of conspiracy on the part of Trump and his campaign when it comes to interfering in the 2016 election, but they've really seized on the fact that the letter didn't give a clear assessment on whether Trump obstructed justice. Now, Pelosi had this closed-door meeting with chairs of the six committees who are already involved in investigations, and they told me that, staff told me that in that conversation, they said that they were going to move forward on things like Trump's taxes and business dealings and investigations of wrongdoing by the White House staff and Trump's inner circle.
That's NPR congressional reporter Kelsey Snell. Thank you.
Thank you.